Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Fellas, happy Friday. How are we doing over there?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for always having me on.
We were just talking a minute ago, and the Baltimore Ravens are going into this football game at home. Some have them a point and a half dog. I have them at 2.5 point dog against the Houston Texans. And largely because number 8 is not playing. Your thoughts on this this injury-riddled Baltimore Raven football team right now?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Let's not sugarcoat it. How do you have this many guys banged up? I mean, it's a laundry list when you saw it came out yesterday or really earlier in this week when you had your first practice and you're looking at it and you're like, both sides of the football, you got to be kidding me. Is this real life right now? But unfortunately, this is the situation that they're in. I mean, it is a next man up mentality in this league. This is why depth is everything in the NFL. And there's a couple of positions that you can look at that I said in the offseason, I'm like, I'm not sure they're deep enough here. You might want to add a guy or two because somebody goes down all of a sudden, that next man up exactly really isn't that great in terms of stepping in and trying to live up to the shoes that were in front of them. But they find themselves in this position. I think depth is once again an issue for this team, but they have a lot more than just depth, and we can jump into all of that.
Do you think the Texans are, I'd say overrated, it's a 1-3 team. They beat the Titans, and the game was basically 6-0 going into the fourth quarter. And I think people may be just overestimating their abilities a bit, as bad as the Ravens are. How do you assess the Houston at this point?
I mean, Houston, at some point, you got to figure C.J. Stroud is going to come back, right? And maybe you saw a glimpse of that last week in terms of them finally getting that offense going. C.J. just has not looked like the rookie that the Ravens played against a couple of years ago. And they have lost some offensive weapons in Houston. He doesn't have the receiving core that he once had. But at the same time, he's got Nico Collins, one of the best young wide receivers in the game, and that dude can get after it. And you started to see it a little bit last week, C.J. feeling a little bit more comfortable. And you kind of wonder, is that the guy you're going to get out there Sunday? But the Ravens are going to make it easy for him because look at all the guys that are on the injury report and banged up. And how do you get after CJ? This front four has to find a way to get pressure on Sunday. Where's Mike Green? We heard all offseason, all camp long. I heard so many stories about how great Mike Green is. Oh, Mike Green is the next this, is the next that. Here's your opportunity Sunday. They need somebody because number 8 isn't going to be out there. There's a couple of other guys we know aren't going to be out there as well. They need somebody to come in and step up and have that game. Is it going to be the Mike Green game? You know, is it going to be the Cooper Rush game? On the offensive side of the ball, I like Cooper as a backup. In the NFL, and you guys know this, your backup quarterback, I mean, look, there's a reason they're a backup, right? but you need to find a guy that can come in and provide that spark and get a couple of drives together. Hooper's shown that he could do that in Dallas. Is he going to be able to do that on Sunday? I mean, if you can get the run game going, if you can realize what your identity is and not get away from it, Dan Orlovsky had one of the most amazing stats yesterday. I don't know how he dug this up, but yeah. I don't know if you guys heard this.
We saw it.
You saw it. Dead last in the NFL, running on first and second down. Number two in the NFL when you're running on first and second down. What the hell is going on with this? And why is it so hard to realize who you are? You have Derrick Henry. Hand him the ball, and they have to get him going on Sunday for them to even have a chance on the offensive side.
It's actually stunning. Well, stunning that they do this. Go ahead.
So I was looking up stuff here on Derrick Henry because that's where I wanted to go with this. I'm looking at his season, 18 carries against Buffalo, then 11, 12, and 8. His prop in Vegas is 20.5, which makes me like this even more. Not that I like the over for that, but 88.5 yards rushing is what he has, and his longest rush being 17.5. I think this is the Derrick Henry game. I think the Ravens win, and I think people should be smashing these numbers. The one that's kind of concerning would be the 20.5 carries, but I like seeing that in Vegas because that's telling me that they believe they're going to give him the ball, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, that's one of those lines that you look at and you're like, the average fan who has no idea what they're doing when it comes to betting, not that any of us do except Jeremy, but when you look at that and you're like, oh, there's no way he's going to get that many carries. Yeah, you smash that over because Vegas clearly thinks that that's where this is headed. And that is the only way that they're going to win on Sunday. They have to establish the run. And this offensive line, look, to Derrick Henry's credit, there's not a ton of holes out there. There's not. And, you know, from a Lamar standpoint, I know everybody says Lamar's holding onto the ball too long, which I think that he absolutely is, but he doesn't have a ton of time back there at all. And, you know, you look at him having 7 sacks or whatever it was a couple of weeks ago or last week. If Cooper Rush is back there, you're talking double-digit sacks with that pressure and the way that this offensive line has been playing. So, I mean, any offensive line will tell you it's easier to run block than it is to pass. You put your hands in the dirt, you know where you're going. Get some push off the ball. Get this guy a couple of holes. I think for Derek, it's like if he can just get a groove and start to feel it early, yeah, he can rip off that long run and you can have the identity of this offense back. But that is how they're going to have to control the game on Sunday, control the clock, get the king going, find a way to get this done.
There you go. Give me a score for Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to go low scoring, guys. I'm going to go – You know, it's funny, everybody, I picked the Chiefs last week, and everybody messages, inundated, how could you pick the Chiefs? How can you do it? I'm going to go Ravens this week because I think the whole world is against them right now. And I like when their back is against the wall, and I think Cooper's got it in them. I'm going to go Ravens 17, Texans 14.
All right, well, what you got going on this weekend?
Purple pregame show tomorrow, live from the Tailgate, 11:30. And then Monday, my one-on-one with Ray Lewis, the exclusive drops. And Ray, we ask him everything about this team from the top to bottom with leadership and what he thinks needs to change. And that's an interview you will only see on WJZ Monday at 5.
You're the man, Rick. Talk to you next week, man.
Guys, enjoy the game. Stay safe, everybody.
All right. You too.
You too, man.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.